Our gospel today is so beautiful, and yet it is so frustratingly simple. Jesus says to Matthew the tax collector, "Follow me." And Matthew gets right up, and he follows the Lord immediately. End of story, right? No other details are provided, and while it's probably the case that there's more to the story, it's not provided. So for all we know, there was no struggle in Matthew's heart, no anxious hesitation or battle of the will to get up and leave his old life behind him. The text says that he simply gets up and he follows the Lord. It's so simple. It seems so easy. It's probably an understatement, but this has not been my experience anyways. In my journey of following the Lord, I am far too often a reluctant disciple. So I don't know about you guys, but when I hear the story of the calling of St. Matthew, he just seems to have it so easy. He is so receptive to the Lord's call, so prompt to respond to his voice. He abandoned his post without looking back. And we give thanks for that. But I have this desire in my heart. I want to be more simple like St. Matthew. Perhaps you can relate as well. Is your relationship with God sometimes a daily struggle? Maybe sometimes you lose sight of the goal of your faith. And you forget what it was like when Jesus first called you, when he first spoke those words that Matthew heard, "Follow me." You might even begin to wonder at times, am I cut out for this? Why is it so hard to follow you with all of my heart, Jesus? Wouldn't it be great to be just more like St. Matthew? Thankfully, St. Paul's words, I think, from our first reading today, are a source of great encouragement and comfort for us. He says to the Ephesians, "Brothers and sisters, I urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." When you hold these two readings together, you start to kind of see a balance. That the radical promptness of St. Matthew's conversion is given kind of this fuller light in view of Paul's words. He exhorts us to live in a manner worthy of the call we receive. It's the same exact call that Matthew received. Follow me. It is a proposal that demands a yes or a no. There are no halfway saints, right? You can't both follow Jesus and not follow him at the same time. But St. Paul gives us this encouragement, this comfort. He says, be patient. Bear with one another through love. Be humble. Be gentle. Be patient and humble and gentle with yourself and with your neighbor. Jesus came to call the sick. We are sick. We need God's help. Holiness is not magic. In fact, it usually takes an entire lifetime to grow into, with lots of failure and forgiveness along the way. But by God's tender and patient grace, we find the courage to come back to him, to turn back to him over and over and over until finally, as St. Paul himself puts it, we all attain the full stature of Christ. This is such a great proof of our Lord's mercy and love towards us, that even when we are broken, imperfect, and yes, sometimes even reluctant followers, his call stands firm. Follow me.